Have your seat. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to think whether I should allow testimony or not. Because at the second service, I took testimonies, and the testimonies took over the service, and I could not preach. let me not take testimony. Let's turn it to next week. Because for the first time, I was not able to preach. We took testimony for almost an hour, one after the other, one after the other. Great and mighty things that the Lord is doing in our midst. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Let's quickly pray with that. Luke 1, 26. And the angel came in unto, and in the sixth month, can I have it in New King James? New King James. New King James, NKJV. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. The state was named. The town was named. The family was named. The individual was named. God knows your address. Can we greet again? In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Let's go on. Verse 27. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. So that you can go and check and prove it. Every information was given. The angel was named. The husband was named. The woman was named. The city was named. The state was named. The country was named. God knows your address. And this month you are having an angelic visitation like you have never had before. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Can we pray together? Can you mention your name? Mention your address. In the city of Abuja, FCT, Nigeria. I am ready for angelic visitation. I am ready for angelic assistance. I am ready for angelic instruction. I am ready for angelic giftings. I am ready for angelic touch. I am ready for angelic ideas. In the sixth month, in the sixth month, I am ready. In the sixth month, specific angel to a specific city, in a specific territory, in a specific country, to a specific woman, married to a specific man, ready for a touch, ready for your touch, ready for new ideas, ready for new breakthroughs. What my hands has not been able to deliver, let angelic assistance make them available for me. Ilebo koli anamakata lebo kuria. Eh mekete lebo kuria talamakata. Move me to a new season. I have been known with this. But let there be a change. Let there be a graduation. Let there be a transformation. Let there be new things. Let there be new things. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. See, some of us, everything you can offer is known already. I have a friend, when we were in secondary school, that prays the Father's prayer. When we are joking, he will just tell us, this is how our Father prays. And at the morning devotion, when the Father is praying that prayer, all of them are praying, Baba. The same thing every day. Your work, your style. People have known it. You need a new one. The one that differentiates you from everybody. You are too predictable to be a star. Hello, are we here? Your predictability. Can we lift our hands? New ideas. New things. New platforms. new doors. Open for me. In the name of Jesus. New giftings. New expressions. 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 New levels. New paradigms. New platforms. New things. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. David was anointed 3 times. 3 different places. David was anointed before his own family. Some of you are stars. You are only a star before your own family. David was anointed before Judah. Before his own countrymen. He was anointed and made king. That's another great. Where you are known in your locality, first known in your family, when you are known in your locality, and maybe nationally, there is another grace. He was anointed before the whole of Israel. I don't know the level where you are, but the Lord is opening new graces, new doors, giving you new levels in the name of Jesus. Can we pray? Like you move David from one height to the other. I am available today. Change my height. Change my level. Change my height. Change my level. Let new doors open for me. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Every gifting that you have that have found expression in this church, but have not found expression anywhere else, let the Lord arise and open new doors for you. In the name of Jesus, any gift that you have that have found expression in the midst of your people, but has not found expression globally, let the Lord open international doors for you. In the name of Jesus. Let's see verse 28 and see how the Lord will do it. Verse 28. Luke 1, 28. And having come in, the angel said to him, to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among all women. Is there anybody that can remember this verse? Anybody? Anybody? People that know what I'm talking about. When around 8 years ago, every Sunday, we quote this, every Sunday. We did that for a year or two. In fact, when we close service, we shake ourselves. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you. It was our screensaver. It was the background of our laptops, computers, everywhere. And the Lord favored us. Are you here? You hear the word of the Lord. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among the people. These things shall be done by favor. Lift your right hand and confess. Say, I am highly favored. The Lord is with me. Blessed am I among the people. Can you prophesy to us? I am highly favored. The Lord is with me. Blessed am I among the people. Among the people. I am highly favored. But the Lord is with me. Blessed am I in the midst of the people doing the same thing like I do. Blessed am I among the people. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It's high time we put aside this COVID thing. Look at somebody, point to the person. Say, you are highly. The Lord. Are you among the people? Talk to another person. Say, you are highly. Favor the Lord. Blessed are you. Look at the third person you are. And the Lord. Blessed are you. Point your hand at your pastor. Can we take it together? We are highly favored. The Lord is with us. And blessed are we among the people. Whatever happens, you are highly favored. You are going through pain, you are highly favored. Things are not working according to plan. You are highly favored. It's not based on any condition. It is working, it is not working. You are the word of God in my life. If they work, you know they work. If they work, you know they work. You are highly. Sir, we are not conditional Christians. We are consistent, persistent Christians no matter what happens. The Lord will find us waiting for Him, clinging to Him, trusting in Him no matter what happens. We are not Judas. We are not people that turn back. We are not Demas. We are not people that run after the world. We are consistent, highly favored. Can we take it for the last time? I am highly favored. The Lord is with me. And blessed am I among the people. Why do we find it difficult to listen to God and hear God sometimes? What are the hindrances to hearing God? For the past four, five weeks, we've been talking about hearing God. We've talked about voice of God and various voices that we hear. And we went ahead to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. And look, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. And look at how Habakkuk heard God. We talked about it, the four ways, the four step way he took to hear God. We move from there and look at various dimensions of how God speaks to us, and so on and so forth. Today we are here to talk about why we find it difficult sometimes to hear God. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. One reason, 1 Samuel chapter 3, 1 to 10. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Continue, sir. I said to verse 10. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli again and said, "Here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant." Yes. Since we started teaching this, I've heard people have walked to me, asked me questions. People have shared various things with me. And that is why I want to make this the number one reason why we find it difficult to hear God. Lack of training and teaching on hearing God. Most of the time, the Lord has attempted to talk to us, but we did not know that is the Lord speaking, just like Samuel. Because we have not been taught, the way has not been shown to us. And that is why over the last 5 weeks we have taken time to teach you to separate the voice of God from other voices. We've taught you other voices that you can hear, the voice of the world, the voice of the flesh, the voice of your mind, the voice of the devil, and then the voice of God. And we showed you characters of them so that you can separate them. When you have no training or no teaching in hearing God, when God speaks to you, you will not respond. Something will happen later. You will not say, and something told me. Oh, and you have been taught there is not something telling you. Who is the one telling you? The Holy Spirit. When we are not trained in the dynamics and dimensions of hearing God, when He talks to us, we run to men. When He speaks to us, we run to men. Like Samuel was running to Eli. With all your getting, get understanding about how to hear God. The messages I see online, you can go to media, they will give it to you for free. Have it in your library, have it in your phone. Expressly draw thoughts, broken down in simplicity, so that hearing God will be your birthright. When you can't hear Him, men will rule over you. Men will direct you. Men will fill in the gap for you. They will only add doors, says the Lord, and you will buy it hook, line, and sinker. Learn to hear God for yourself. The second reason why it's difficult, or second hindrance to hearing God, is wrong teachings and wrong practices on hearing God. Let me take the wrong teaching also first. There are a class of Christians, godly, know the word of God, scholars, but they say that God no longer speaks to His people again. What God has done, according to them, is that God has given us the Bible. So anytime you want to hear God, go and read the Bible. God speaks to you through the Bible. Truth. What they have said is the truth, but it's not the complete truth. We call it cessation theology. What they say is that there is no longer gift of the Spirit. God is no longer talking. Everything He has to say has been spoken, and it has been written down. So if you want to hear Him, read the Bible. That is the truth. But it's not the complete truth. If I want to know who to marry, and I open the Bible, I'm not sure my wife's Yoruba name is in the Bible. At least if I flip it and I see the name, I can go look for the name. If the Lord wants me to go to Britain to work or minister, I'm not sure Britain is in the Bible. Brethren, no matter what anybody tells you, God still speaks to His people today. God still gives instruction to His people today. Romans 8:14, as many that are as led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. In other words, the sons of God are still being led by the Spirit. They can still hear Him. It is a wrong teaching to say God has stopped speaking. For us that believe that God still speaks, there are some wrong practices that we have that has nearly justified people that say God no longer speaks. Have you not heard it before, where a man of God, popular pastor, divorces the wife and says, God told me to divorce her and marry another person. And if anybody says anything, say, God told me. God's instructions are not contrary to what is written in the Bible. So, when we practice hearing God, and what we hear is contrary to the word of God, we make it difficult for people to go after the voice of God. There is a challenge. And they call a meeting to resolve those issues between holy men of God. and one did not come. And he said, God told me not to attend. When God said we should follow peace after all, as long as it depends on you, be at peace with all men and with holiness, without which. Then they called a peace meeting. You said, God told me. So people that don't believe God, they look at us and laugh at us. It's better you keep to the Bible. When we practice hearing God wrongly, we put a hindrance to hearing. When we abandon the word of God and we are moving from one place to the other for prophecy, prophesy. You are not reading the word of God. You are looking for prophecy. Have you forgotten that the Bible says we have a more sure word of prophecy? And it is the Bible. Do you know that every prophecy, dream, vision that you have in the world, no matter how powerful it is, you must compare it and confirm it by the word of God? When we abandon the word of God and we go looking for men to talk to us, it is a wrong practice of hearing God. Remember, you have always been taught, God speaks to you first. Others confirm it. Other people are not your primary source of instruction from God. You are not a bastard. It's an illegitimate child that his father talks to his friend and says, I can't talk to him, talk to his friend and say, go and talk to him. You are a son in the house. You are a son in the faith. Your father wants to talk to you directly. But know that God never gives any instruction that is against, that is contrary to what is written in the Bible. When we live our life in such ways, it makes a shame of the doctrine of hearing God. God cannot talk to you and say, go and steal. God cannot talk to you and say, don't forgive the person. God said, make and not forgive him for 6 months. After that, things will change. Now lie. God wants you to forgive instantly. That is the voice of a devil. It's not the voice of God. We need to practice hearing God according to the express dictates of the word of God. What are other hindrances to hearing God? Number three, wrong expectation of how God will speak to us. 1 Kings 19. Let's take 11 and 12. He said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. Can I boldly tell you that in the past, God has spoken to Elijah through the wind. He has spoken to him through earthquake. He has spoken to him through fire. He was expecting that God would speak to him through the same way again. But God said, no, you can't put me in the box. I can talk to you in the way I like. And he came and spoke to him in a small, still voice. Yes, I know God speaks to you in dream. But a time will come when he wants to talk to you, not in a dream. I was sharing with them in the first service. Let's say you are facing a panel in your office. And you are praying, God, give me a word to speak. And while you are at the panel, you want to hear what God will say. And your own is to believe, you believe that it's by dream that God talks. In front of the panel, what will you do? Will you close your eyes and sleep for 5 minutes and see, have a dream? If you read the book of Job, the Lord speaks to men, they don't hear. So at the night, when they are tired, when they are asleep, he comes and he speaks to them. God speaks to us in various ways. Don't limit what he wants to say
to you. Sometimes you see little children playing. As you are watching their play and what they are doing, the Lord loses what they are doing to teach you a lesson and speak to you. Sometimes you have waited and waited and waited. Kids are just playing. A ministration comes to you from the play of the kids. He speaks in diverse ways. When we say this is the way you must speak to me, we run into problems. And there are hindrances. Number four way that God, that is a hindrance to us hearing from God, is our sin. Sin consciousness and guilty feeling. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. The Lord's hand is not shutting that he cannot hear. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. What Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 is saying is that God's hands are not shutting that he cannot hear us, that he cannot answer us. But our iniquity has separated us from him. Listen, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not answer me. Jesus was carrying the sin of the world upon his shoulder. He called on his father. His father did not respond. He shouted, my Lord, why have thou forsaken me? The only begotten son of a father was with the sin of the whole world. His father turned his face from him. How much more you? Listen to me. When we are in our sin, the only thing we hear from God is a call of mercy, a call of repentance, a call of judgment. He doesn't give us any instruction apart from that. When we are in our sin, we don't hear him. What we hear when we are in our sin is a call for repentance. God does not give instruction to disobedient children. Our sins keeps us away from hearing him. That is one. Sin consciousness also keeps us away from hearing God. When everything you have been taught all your life is God's anger against sin. When you make a small mistake, you think God is against you. And when you think God is against you, you have a guilty feeling. That guilty feeling will stop you from hearing God. Whenever you feel God is against you, there is no way you can listen attentively to him because you feel he's against you. Normal thing, even in life, physically, if I feel my honorable brother is against me, there is a tendency that I don't listen to whatever he says. After all, you are not for me. After all, you are against me. Sin consciousness will make you not to hear God. Because you will feel guilty. And when he's speaking, you will not be able to hear. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible says, if we confess our sin, the Lord is faithful and is just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when he has cleansed us, we can come boldly to him. Can I tell you something? God has forgiven you. Please forgive yourself. There are many proud people in church that God has forgiven. How can I, a homie, chief deacon, citadel of impact, new Ezebabi church, how can I be caught doing the thing? How can I? You have heard, God has forgiven you. People have prayed for you, God has forgiven you. But anything you come to pray, my Father and my God, that sin I committed 25 years ago, that is keeping me away from 25 years ago, and you are still conscious of it, you are a pagan, you are an atheist, you are not a believer in God. If you believe in God, you will know, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. You are making the grace of God of no effect. He has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. Believe he has forgiven you. And move on. There is now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. There is conviction. There is correction.
there is reproof, but there is no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. God is not holding malice with you. Come to him boldly and hear from him. Sin consciousness and guilty feeling will stop you from hearing God. James chapter 1, let's take verse 5 to 8. When you live in unbelief and you doubt him, you will not be able to hear him. James 1 from verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you want to hear God, ask him. He will speak to you. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of a sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from God. Anyone that doubts God, anyone that lives in unbelief, can never ever hear him. Because when he's even talking to him and speaking to him, he will still have doubt. He will be like Thomas. Unless I see, unless I thought, I will not believe. But in the faith, seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And remember, faith always comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So we are preaching this word so that faith can dwell up in you, so that you can believe God, that you can hear him, and he can talk expressly to you. Another thing that blocks us from hearing God is fear. Before COVID-19, when we used to have Thursday Bible study, there is one question that people keep asking. Pastor, what is the sin against the Holy Spirit? I have discovered that many people have been wrongly taught about the sin of the Holy Spirit, sin against the Holy Spirit, which the Bible says, Jesus said, cannot be forgiven. So because of that, in our relationship with the Holy Spirit and the things of God, the devil has used it to capture us, that we cannot ask for more, we cannot go deeper into the things of the Spirit, because we feel we might sin against the Holy Spirit. What of if I say it's God that is speaking to me, and it's not God? Is that not a sin against the Holy Spirit? And the devil is telling you, it is a sin against the Holy Spirit. Oh, if he does not tell you, and you say it is him, it is a sin of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this. Hearing God is like a little child that is about to walk. You will stand up, you will fall. You will stand up, you will fall. I make bold to tell you, quote me anywhere. In learning to hear God, we will make mistakes at the beginning. If you are not ready to make that mistake, you can never grow in hearing God. That is why in smaller groups, you can tell them, this is what I heard. In your family altar, you can start from there and confirm from there. Grow there before you move on. If you don't make mistakes, you cannot grow in it. Have no fear. Everybody should be calm and restful in the presence of his Father. Have no fear. Can I tell you what? If you are born again, spirit-filled on your way to heaven, it is almost impossible for you to sin against the Holy Spirit. You can grieve the Holy Spirit, but it's almost impossible for you to sin against the Holy Spirit. Sinning against the Holy Spirit is not a normal sin that somebody falls into anyhow. Take calm. Calm down. Enjoy the Holy Spirit. Engage with him. Have a relationship with him. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. Forget about the fact that you are going to sin against him. He's waiting for your call. He's waiting for your talk. Please talk to him. What if I'm wrong? You learn it and you move on. What of if I make a mistake?
Make mistake. Ask for forgiveness. Move on.
You learn and you move on. What of if God tells me something I don't want? Yes. In fact, that is the greatest fear that people have. If I ask you, because
he will ask me to do something that I might not want to do.
Have no fear of that. Whatever God asks you to do, he makes grace available for you to do them.
Please, there are tremendous benefits in hearing God speak to us.
He directs us. He stops us from making mistakes. He gives us word exact in season.
I will not want to live my life by trial and error. I want to hear God express me.
And I feel that should be your heart desire also.
Don't let fear stop you
from hearing him. Every notable man of God or prophet today that has matured in hearing God and preaching, they have made some mistakes. And if they tell you about it, you will laugh. Your own mistake is not even as great as that. Shake your body. Go back. Listen to him. Hear him again.
Can I tell you this? That lack your disobedience, your the last instruction of God, non-performance of his last instruction, can make God not to talk to you again.
Listen to me.
God is not a talkative. If he gives you an instruction, a delay in responding to that instruction is disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. When God gives an instruction and you have not obeyed, and you come wanting to hear new things, you are deceiving yourself. God speaks to you as at your last obedience to his last instruction.
Can I repeat myself? Jonathan, go to Shaphat. Preach my word, and I will appear to you there.
He did not go to Shaphat. Remember, preach my word, and I will appear to you there. You have refused to go to Shaphat. You have refused to preach the word. But you are inducing, shaking your head. My Lord and my God, open my ears. Let me hear you. Talk to me again. God is not a man that wastes his word. Go and check the Bible throughout and check the number of times God talks. God is not a talkative, but he speaks to his children. He's not a talkative. He speaks to you as at your obedience to his last
instructions. Can we end with this? Some want God to speak to them through other people. And that's a hindrance for them hearing God.
Exodus 19 and 20.
God spoke to Israel and said, prepare yourself to hear the Lord. And the Lord came in thunder, in fire, and spoke and gave them the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20. Let's check verse 18 to 20. And we close with that. Verse 18 to 20. Now, when all the people saw the thunder and flashes of lightning and the sound of trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off
and said to Moses, you speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us lest we die.
Pastor, we trust you. Go and hear God. Come back and preach. We trust you. Pastor, I'm interested in marrying, but there are two people. Pastor, can you help me choose one of them?
Go and hear God and come and speak to us.
Lazy people, no wonder they will take advantage of you. So the one that gives me good tithe, I just plan them for you. Before you know it, after 3 months, he starts turning you to, what's the name of a Nigerian boxer in the UK? Anthony Anthony Joshua home for better self. He will turn you, he become Israel Adesanya. Usman. You know UFC is better, is another level. Then he start boxing you. And you say, and he's a pastor. No pastor will live with you in your marriage. Hear God for yourself. When we want others to go and hear God and they come to talk to us, it becomes a hindrance for us hearing him. He wants to talk to you through your pastor. Yes. He wants to talk to you through the Bible. Yes. Now, above all these things, he wants to talk to yourself. Your pastor will not always be there. You might not have the Bible to open all the time. Keep his word in your heart. Let your ears be open. Let your eyes be open in the spirit so that you can hear him clearly. Can I close with what I started the first service with? Let me close with that. Listen to me. Never be intimidated by someone else's spiritual gift or the way another person hears from God. God has uniquely wired and created you to hear from him. Listen, when we are preaching, somebody will preach and say, and when I got there, as I was moving, the Lord just opened my eyes. And I saw the man. So every time you want the Lord to open your eyes. When I was around 10 years old, I was at Sunday school. When we were told, had God revealed dreams to Joseph. And that we can also ask God to reveal things to us in our dream. My young 10 years old heart, I got back home and I asked for it to reveal things. Oh Lord, reveal to me in my dream this. That is my first disappointment as a Christian. I waited for that dream. And I waited for that dream. Maybe I'm still waiting for an answer to that dream. But it did not come. It was later that I understood that God has various ways of talking to me. Pastor, sir. Teacher, sir. Prayer warrior, sir. Don't impose the way God speaks to you on your people. He speaks to everybody in the way he pleases and the way he chooses. Hey, listen to me. I've told you, for me, I know. I just have a feeling, and I know. I see visions once in a while. I dream dreams once in a while. But things drop in my spirit most of the time. I know most of the time. If you want me to explain how I know, I don't know how to tell you I know. A person that sees vision will not understand what I'm talking about. I have mastered it. I know how it does. I'm not running after visions. If you want to show me vision, he shows me. I need it. Don't build your hearing God based on what somebody thought. Based on somebody's personal experience. Let it be based on the word of God. And in like 2-3 weeks ago, we showed you almost 20 ways that God speaks to us. I pray for everybody here that your eyes will be open, that your ears will be open, that you will hear God clearly and expressly. Lift your two hands to him and let's pray against every blockade, every hindrance to me hearing you. Let them be taken away. Can we pray? Let's pray together. Whatever is blocking my ears, blocking my visions, whatever is stopping me from hearing you expressly, let them be taken away. Let them be cleared away. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes, open my ears. Let me hear you clearly. Let me receive express instructions from you, O Lord. I receive express instructions from you, O Lord. I will not be a blind Christian. I will not be a deaf Christian. I will not be a dumb Christian. I will not be a person running after what is not missing. Speak to me expressly. In the name of Jesus. Every blockade, let it be removed from your eyes, from your ears. May the light of God shine in your hearts. May you hear him clearly. No matter which way, any diverse way, he wants to speak to you. May your spiritual ears be open to it. In the name of Jesus. We bless and we thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.